His sore shoulder made the work go slowly. It was late afternoon before John finished graveling the paths. He lingered on high to watch the sun go down, turning the western sky the colour of blood. Finally, as dusk was settling over the north, John rolled the empty barrels back into the cage and signaled the winchmen to lower him. The evening meal was almost done by the time he and Ghost reached the common hall. A group of the Black Brothers were dicing over mulled wine near the fire. His friends were at a bench near the west wall, laughing. Pip was in the middle of a story. The mummer's boy, with the big ears, was a born liar with 100 different voices, and he did not tell his stories so much as live them, playing all the parts as needed. A king one moment, and a swineherd the next. When he turned into an alehouse girl or a virgin princess, he used a high falsetto voice that reduced them all to tears of helpless laughter, and his eunuchs were always eerily accurate caricatures of Sir Alistair. John took as much pleasure from Pip's antics as anyone. Yet that night he turned away and went instead to the end of the bench, where Samuel Tarley sat alone, as far from the others as he could get. He was finishing the last of the pork pie the cooks had served up for supper when John sat down across from him. The fat boy's eyes widened at the sight of Ghost.
"Is that a wolf?"
"A dire wolf," John said. "His name is Ghost. The dire wolf is the sigil of my father's house."